Hey, y'all, this is Heather McFadyen.
And Cynthia Yanoff.
Welcome to season one of Sidetracked. What you're about to hear originally aired on the Don't Mom Alone podcast.
And so for your convenience, we've put all of our Sidetracked episodes in one place. So enjoy.
Enjoy.
I want you, baby.
I'm like, no, it's a little more modern than that song.
No, they had that one on yesterday. And I'm like, stop it. You can't. I cannot. So I tell everybody, like, they're like, what stage of life are you in? When people ask me, and I'm like, somewhere between Kids Bop and Chico's.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadyen, and this is still the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode number 460, we do all those things in our special first Friday of the month episode with my friend, Cynthia Yanoff from the podcast Mesmerize. She and I get sidetracked, and this week we're getting sidetracked with all the things. Sidetracking ourselves from our sidetracks. It includes my grumpy attitude, my grieving attitude, lots of emotions, y'all. The end of the school year gauntlet. If you know, you know. Cynthia talks about the ARD meeting she had just come from her son, who is in first grade. And as you heard in that clip, she describes her season as from Kids Bop to Chico's, or Soma, if you will. And my virtual assistant, she described her season as pull-ups to driver's permit. So we'd love to know, what's your season? We're going to put a post on Instagram. Let us know. How would you describe your season? If anything, we ultimately hope that you stick around so you hear where our centering comes in the midst of all of the chaos of the end of the school year, and that it is an encouragement to you as you laugh and cry right along with us. Are you tracking? Let's get to it. Here we go.
I know, you told me that yesterday. So everyone, this is going to be an awesome episode of Sidetracked where Heather is in a grump. And we won't get into details, but apparently you had a word with some interneters.
One of my listeners sent me a post, and I think that I have lots of thoughts. Okay. I'm not a fan of, if you have a personal conviction, getting on Instagram and telling everyone that's what they should do. She literally had a flow chart of like, if you're given this invitation, you should say yes and you should say no in this situation. I'm like, no, you're not my flow chart person. Jesus is my flow chart person, not you.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
is this
so I got all in the comments and I was, it was about, it was about Seder, Passover, and whether Christians should participate or not. And I know this airs after Easter, so it's old news. Resurrection Day, if you will.
There's so many ways to take this, but literally there's not one person listening, not one person that's like, I got an internet brawl over Seder. I mean, of all the things going on in the world, all the things to really, I mean, brawl about the Bachelor results. There's so much to brawl about, but Seder. All right. Well, at the end of the day, if you need a flow chart, folks, or better yet, if you have a flow chart, we do not care.
I don't care. I don't like people trying to get clickbait / their content high up on Instagram by being divisive in the church. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And Amen. The people that sided with her, honestly, when you looked at their Insta stories and their content, are anti-Semitic. So I'm like, this is what you did.
Yeah, that's no
You
bueno.
Fanned the flame of something that's
bad news.
Real bad news. I'm just fired up.
Okay, so she's grumpy today. Excellent.
Super grumpy.
Is that the only thing that's grumping you out, or is there other things we need to bring before the tribe?
I know people love to take trips. Do you like to take trips?
I enjoy a trip.
I have been on 3 trips in the span of a few weeks.
You went to LA, you went to Tennessee.
I went to New Orleans.
Oh yeah, New Orleans.
And all of them, I was traveling solo with a teenager or two.
Uh-huh.
And that is fun. And it is also, it's a lot. It's like going to a new city where I'm trying to navigate and get rental cars / Turo. Have you done Turo?
No, but I'm getting ready to go to Nashville. And I saw that you use Turo and I looked up Turo and I'm going to rent a Turo.
Okay, well, here's my tip.
Okay.
either pay the extra money to have them drop it off at the airport.
Yes.
Pick it up from the airport. Or make sure when you drop off the car, you return it to the place where you got it.
Did you return to the wrong place?
I returned the car in LA, get on the airplane, get off the plane. And the guy goes, hey, where'd you park the car? And I send him the address and he goes, it's not there.
Uh-oh.
And I'm having a mini freak out because you're borrowing someone's actual car. This isn't like Hertz or this isn't a brand.
Yeah,
this is an Airbnb of cars.
Okay.
And so what is my responsibility if someone – and he said, just leave the key in the glove compartment leave it unlocked.
Oh, shoot.
Versus the other times, it's like there's a lockbox, there's a whole situation, there's a code.
She gone.
I'm thinking she's gone. And then – I looked back and he looked back and we realized, oh my goodness, I was one street off.
Oh my gosh.
And even my son was like, those streets looked identical. It looked like we left it in the same
place. Except for the one where you're supposed to leave it probably had the right street name.
It was so bad. That was a bad 30 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm about to do that. And I just want y'all to know, I've got a big issue with the Airbnb.
Why? Or
I don't know. I just get grossed out and I don't know why. There's
Do you do Airbnb?
No, gosh, no.
You won't at all.
Well, like I've said, I don't know. Is there a difference? I'll say in that Vrbo, if you will.
VRBO.
Yeah, I get a VRBO and like sometimes I'll stay in those or whatever. But something like, listen, everyone, if you've got like a fourth bedroom in your house where, you know, your mother-in-law used to stay, but God rest her soul, she's passed. And you've got like the, in all things, we trust needle point.
All of those.
Like, if you've got all that and the family picture on the wall and then you're going to rent.
And some dolls.
Yeah, rent a room to me? I'm not here for that.
No, it needs to be its own separate situation. Or, I don't want...
I also don't want you... You live there, but you left Friday at 2 knowing I was coming at 3. Like, all of, I don't know. I get grossed out by all of that. But the car thing, I'm like, okay, well, you're doing Turo. I'm going to Nashville with some girls and I'm speaking at a thing. Fun. But a bunch of my friends are coming.
I didn't get invited to that.
Come on. Okay. And so I'm going to go speak at this thing. And then so my friends are going. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to rent one. And so I was getting so cracked up because I'm in charge of the car. And I was like, okay, what's something funny I can rent? Like, what are they going to be like? And, but this isn't really funny, but I don't even know if I'm saying right, but you know those Rivians, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And they're like, they have like, some people were like renting those out. Now they're real expensive. I'm not gonna get one. But I'm like, what if we get us a Rivian? Yeah. Like, we're driving high style, a lot nicer than what I'm driving in real life right now. So we got a good chuckle. I got a good chuckle looking at all the options, but anyway,
there's some cool ones. I was nervous to rent a Tesla because I couldn't figure out the plugging it in.
Right.
Because we were gonna, big news in the McFadden house.
Let's hear it.
Is that Quaid is officially going to Tennessee.
Yeah.
The other UT. The other UT.
The UT of the, what part of the country is that technically? Is it, we don't.
They called it the Southeast, but it Southeast. Feels like, I don't know.
UT of the Southeast. Well, maybe
it's perfect. It's awesome.
I'm so proud of it.
But I knew we'd be driving from Nashville to Knoxville and I was like, I don't know about charging stations.
Oh, you did it again when you took your Nashville trip, not your LA trip. Okay. Well, I'm sorry you're in a bad mood.
I am in a bad mood. Do you ever get in bad moods? Uh-uh. It seems like you're always happy.
Always, 100% of the time. Happy, happy, happy. No, of course. We all get bad moods.
What gets you in bad moods? I know you had it's the gauntlet. It's the end of school year gauntlet.
So you know what gets me in a bad mood, everybody? There's so many things I could go to right now. But in particular, I'm really weird about my house being straight. And I don't mean clean. Does everybody know the difference between straight and clean?
Yeah.
Like, right? Like
you straighten it before a cleaner would come over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want it straight because I have time resting.
You cannot rest if everything's not put away.
And so then I'll straighten it up and have it. And this is a Cynthia thing, not my kid's fault. But someone will walk in and like leave their keys or there's a water bottle or this. Mm. And then it makes me, those kind of things make me kind of grumpy. I'm like, come on. Not all the time, but when I really go to the effort, that makes me grumpy. So I don't know, all kinds of stuff.
But then with end of school year, it adds to the to-do list, don't you feel like? And places you have to be. And it's, I think some of my grumpy is just the overwhelm. And the overwhelm is fear, which is I'm gonna forget something. I'm gonna, especially with graduation, and like there's things that I don't know the etiquette, and I was telling you getting gifts and all that jazz, and it's like that causes overwhelm, which makes me grumpy.
Right.
So what do you have end of year? I know you had something today.
Well, and I will tell you that in a sec. But you also have to start, like, you're processing that you have a kid leaving and it's your first one. And I've done this.
Do you want me to cry? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I'm gonna see if I can get her to tear up over here. But
I wasn't sad until
recently.
Now I'm gonna cry.
It's okay. You can cry. It's not awkward at all, everyone.
Well, we never had a place. Like, where is he going?
Oh, and now it's official.
Now it's official.
We're going to have a moment of silence for this moment of tears, everyone. No, I get that. And now it's real because you've been there, you've seen it. And it's so, so I was talking to a friend about this. I'm going to talk for a moment while she regroups. Everyone's fine. But I was talking to a friend about.
You all know me. I'm not going to regroup.
I cried for the.
I'm angry. I'm crying. And some of it's a mess.
Sidetracked by the many moods of Heather today.
That's right.
I cried most of Kate's senior year. Everyone, she's keep up, everyone. She's a junior at University of Texas.
She's a senior again next year.
Yeah, she's senior next year. Oh, but she's studying for law school, so it's whatever. She's gonna be in school forever. But I cried most of her senior year, like every event. And like my friends are like, we're worried about you. Like, are you gonna be able to do this? Once she went, I did okay. One of my friends, one of our mutual friends, Stephanie, she was fine the whole senior year. When he left, she had the hardest fall. And we were talking about how it's interesting. You either process kind of before or after.
Everyone's like, are you sad? I'm like, no.
And now no sad. It's real.
And they know me. They know mm-hmm. I get sad about everything or have emotion about everything. And now it's like, oh, this is happening.
I know. And it's hard.
Don't everyone. Do it again.
And so he's going to go to school and he's going to be great. And it's my daughter's coming home right now as we're taping this, everyone. Yeah. It's right before Easter.
Yeah.
And she's driving in from UT right now. And I'm just going to tell you something. It's so fun as much as I miss her and I do. And it's a girl, which is different because you see and hear more than probably with most boys. But just having them come home and sometimes they bring their friends and get straighten up the house for that and having her favorite food. Yeah. She's 3.5 hours. So.
This is the thing. It costs a lot of money to fly to Knoxville. So you got to go to Nashville and you got to drive.
I know, but y'all have miles. It's going to be fine.
Sure.
Okay. If I'm walking out of the house, like, and I don't have time to do makeup, I just don't do makeup at all. But I laugh because my friend Jenny, like, she will not leave the house without lipstick on. So she will go walking, not a stitch of makeup, lipstick. What's your deal?
Well, and I think that works because if you have a hat and sunglasses, the lipstick works. I have to put on mascara. Maybe the lipstick, but have to put on mascara. Do you have a favorite mascara?
Okay, I'm not just saying this. My favorite is Thrive. And so my favorite things party last Christmas that you came to, one of the things that someone that got passed around was the Thrive mascara. And I ended up with it. I'm so happy. And what I love the most is it's easy to put on. It lasts forever, but it comes off in those tubes. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, totally. I've talked about it on here before. It's a flake-free tubing formula. It's trademarked. Mm. And I have kind of close-set eyes. Do you have close-set eyes?
Now I'm conscientious about it. I don't know.
So any other mascara I use or eye makeup, it'll smudge under my eyes, but not with the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. That feels like a really formal name, but Liquid Lash Extension Mascara, if you guys are looking, if you're Googling, it looks like extensions. It slides right off, like Cynthia said, with just warm water and a washcloth, so they don't break. Do you find that they stay longer?
They stay longer, and it just never smudges. It's not like, you know, like even if I sneeze, you know, the worst sneeze, you just did all your eye makeup, like it doesn't mess anything up. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. And I also love that with Thrive Cosmetics, it's in the name. There's a cause in there. For every product you purchase, they donate products and funds to help communities thrive. And so whether it's women who are surviving domestic violence or there's homelessness, they are giving back to the communities. And so it's like, we look pretty and people are thriving. That's the good news. Here's the deal. Thrive Cosmetics is a luxury beauty brand that gives back. Did we mention that it's 100% vegan and cruelty-free? Because it is. Right now, you get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/DMA. That's Thrive Cosmetics. And again, it's spelled CAUSEMETICS.com/DMA. And you'll get 20% off your first order.
Okay, anyway. Everyone, on a different note, I had an ARD this morning.
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
You know, different parts of the country call it different things.
What does it stand for? I don't even know. Academic something?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know IEP, Individualized Education Plan.
Okay.
We would have IEP meetings in the Midwest.
Okay, so my youngest, so we've gone from college, crying over college, to my youngest.
He's in kindergarten? No.
First. Keep up. Everyone, yeah, remember, he's the one that God willing, someday he'll read. Hadn't been yet. Woo! And we held him back. And so it's a whole thing. But we had his ARD this morning. He will. Everyone reads, basically. And so.
No, that's probably not true.
No, everyone reads.
There's an illiteracy.
No, that doesn't exist anymore. I think that Bush lady got rid of it.
Okay.
think it's gone okay. now. That's
There's still news. Hope. He's growing. He's just still little. Yeah.
Okay. So I went to the ARD this morning and I guess because one time recently I said, is there any way I could talk to everybody that helps with him, sees him during the week? And they were like, yes. Yeah. So when I went to his teacher parent conference with my husband a few weeks ago, there was like 8 people in the room. So today they gathered everyone again. So like, I mean, it's royal treatment. We're in the conference room.
You are not momming alone.
No, we're not educating alone.
Yeah.
And I think they know we're idiots in our house. Like, we're not educators. We're lawyers. And we know nothing about education, like in terms of teaching it.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, you know, do y'all have the game popcorn or pop or something? I'm like, pop? What are we talking about? But no, but he goes to a lot of baseball games with us. Does that count? So anyway, it was really good. They went through all the
tornadoes on your phone. While he's
obsessed with tornadoes. But so my sweet boy is getting intervention and all the things to try to help him. And he needs help in a lot of different areas. We're trying to figure out dyslexia and we're going to retest him in the fall. And I say all of this to you guys because listen, you're listening and you've got something that's not going right for your kids. We all do, right?
Yeah.
We all have those things. It's like, this is not what I'd hoped for. This was not what I wish on him. But I have to sit in that meeting and have to be like, as I'm listening and I'm looking at some different scores and some things are kind of concerning. And I'm just like, okay, Lord, like, this is your finest hour to show up for this kid.
Yeah.
And not to over spiritualize it, but I really do have to back myself out of it sometimes because I can get in the middle of that and be like, oh my gosh, like, what does this mean long term? And what are we going to do? And how's he going to catch up? And I feel the pressure of we're not doing enough at home. And am I advocating enough for, I don't even know what ARD stands for heaven's sakes. And then I'm like, okay, Lord,
Google
like,
it.
And I feel this for all of our kids, but I especially feel it for like this one. I'm like, if he got him from where he was, through foster care to our home, there is no way the Lord isn't going to help him read and help us get him right. to what the Lord wants to do in his life.
Like, God's going to be like, well, I've done enough.
Yeah.
Your turn now.
It's good luck. I mean, and no, so I just have
that's
to.
Good. That's a good
I
word.
Have to rest in that. So for all of you guys, like it's as we're getting closer, and we'll talk more about this next time, but to end of the year and some things feel hard or big questions or whatever. One, I'm there with you.
Yeah.
And two, like, this is my moment. I feel like I get them all the time, but this is my moment to be like, do I trust that God is good and that he's sovereign and that he loves my kids more than he loves me and that he works all things mm-hmm. for his glory and our good? Like, do I believe what I speak? And if I do, then I can sit in an ARD. My theology is going to match my reality. I like to talk about that a lot. Like, my theology says he, all those things. Then my reality is I'm sitting in an ARD and I don't know how this plays out, yeah. but I know the God that does. And I'm going to trust him in that. So that's where I am. Hope that puts you in a better mood.
Well,
how'd you like that?
I like it. And I think it applies to the mom who's maybe their oldest is heading to kindergarten in the fall.
Yeah.
Or maybe a mom is like, I really feel led to homeschool. And she's starting that in the fall and she's mm-hmm. feeling overwhelmed. It's like we're kind of, I think with end of year, you wrap up a choice that was made a year ago. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're making choices for the fall. And you're getting feedback. I feel like at the beginning of every year, we said this, it's all shiny and new. And then it's like, mm-hmm. it all hits the fan and you're thinking, oh my gosh. And yes. you are crawling to the finish line at this point. Like, you're still kind of heavy into academics.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing the end in sight just yet. And you're trying to give the pep talks. I've given so many pep talks to my kids of like, you can do this. They're hitting harder parts of curriculum.
Yeah.
It's like, we're about to be doing the testing, right? The statewide mm-hmm. testing. And then you're kind of downhill from there.
Right.
You know, but
right.
this it's little true. Gauntlet.
It's a hard little span. Yeah.
And then we had like living history days. Did you have that kind of stuff?
Living history days. Tell us what it is.
Okay. So this is like the classical, I don't know. It may just be a classical thing, but like every year is a different living history day. So first grade is Colonial Day, then Pioneer Day.
We did Colonial.
A lot of American history, just to preface.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh,
I've noticed. Third grade is Texas Day.
Oh gosh. You got to love that. If you're not from Texas, you need to know.
Love it. They love it.
I mean,
we love their state.
We love the state. Okay,
the shape, the state flower. And then fourth grade is
the blue bonnet. Did you mock the blue bonnet?
I'm just saying they love it. Put your kids in it. Sit in it.
Now I'm gonna cry.
Don't pick one, but sit in it. And then yeah, fourth grade is like Patriot Day. I think it's they study all the world wars and all that stuff. And then Mesopotamia Day. You go all the way back to the beginning.
Oh my gosh, I think I dozed off.
And then Middle Ages.
Nope.
Yeah. Uh-uh. So. My stories, I've been to so many. I've been to so many with four boys. Take every single one of those times four. And sometimes it would be an April full of like three of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm dressing up in all the things. You should see my costume.
Will you post a few? We need to see
Okay. So one time I was in charge of showing up at the school in the pioneer outfit to kind of get excitement built around the day. And I had overfilled my schedule and I had little kids still and I'd gotten a babysitter and I'm not in my pioneer dress yet. And I thought this would be a good time to change into it as I'm driving.
That's not good.
There's a moment where the dress goes over your head and you can't see.
And what's everybody else around you seeing? I'm scared for the night.
Well, I think I had something under it, but it was like, I'll just put the dress on while I'm, you know, going down the street here. But there's a moment where you can't see. And that was a bad idea.
Like,
so I'm just
going to
say, don't do that. When you sneeze. Yes. I feel like allergies are a driving hazard. So then another thing was with Pioneer Day, moms are all taking a picture. All of a sudden we hear this scream behind us. It's my child. He's fallen on the playground.
It's not funny. I can't help it. I laugh when people fall. I'm sorry. Go on. That's terrible news.
We have like two nurses, one doctor look at him. They're like, I don't know. He might have broken his arm. Maybe. He has a really high pain tolerance, so it's hard to know. They're like twisting all his things and he's fine. But they said, you really need to go get an x-ray. There is no way I'm going to the ER dressed as a pioneer woman with a kid that might have a broken arm.
No.
This is not good.
Suffer in silence, child. So what happened? Did he have a broken?
Before taking him to get the x-ray, I had to go change. Because you imagine? You're the doc at the ER and a woman shows up dressed as a pioneer.
They're going to be like, aisle seven.
They're going to call CPS
aisle
ASAP.
Seven, we've got an Amish woman that's come with her child.
That's not good. And they're not going to believe me that he
did fell you walk
on the playground.
Here, ma'am?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So
no living history days for you.
Well, we did. I don't think this is living history, but you dressed up as someone famous, like in.
Oh, like the wax museum
Yeah. And so my son was Bono. That was one of our greatest hours because he plays guitar. And so that was super fun. But I think they did Pioneer.
Bono. The classical school, that wouldn't fly.
That wouldn't fly.
You're not allowed.
And
no,
I think
no
we
pop
got,
culture.
Are we allowed to say Pioneer even? I don't know.
This is the thing. That was what I was going to tell you.
We might
is
get canceled.
During COVID. Couldn't have living history days because it was that spring. So they worked really hard to do it at home. They sent us all the stuff to do the little activities.
Do not send that home.
Do the Zoom. We did a Zoom all together and we're like doing square dancing via Zoom and there's a caller. And I posted like, this is my last kid and he's getting to have his Pioneer Day. And oh my goodness.
You got canceled.
I got the meanest comment and I was like, I'm angry again. Here I am angry again. Don't mess with Heather.
Quaid's leaving in a few months, right? I think I like sad Heather about
it. But I was like, why are you romping on my ding dong about That's an Aaron Moon. Why are you romping on my ding dong? Because all I'm doing is square dancing with my kid. Like, cancel me.
No, that's you
it
can't
wasn't,
cancel over square dancing.
I just, anyway, it made me mad.
Is the ding dong a reference to a private part?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like she does it in, Aaron Moon does it in reference to like pumpkin spice lattes. If you like them, great. If you don't romp on someone's ding dong about like the ding.
Okay. Well, I mean.
What's something that.
Welcome to the last side track.
What's something that you.
Where we got canceled and she referenced private body parts.
What's something you like that maybe, I don't know, it's a hot take. What do people say? There's other ways to say it that that
romping
it's different.
On my ding dong. I don't know. I can't think of any, but I know.
Well, you have go-to movies.
Yeah.
That maybe, I don't know, maybe in Christian culture we might get.
Yeah. Well, I love Mean Girls.
You love the people Mean Girls or you love the movie Mean Girls?
I love the movie, but have we talked about this? I don't know if we have or not. I wasn't the nicest person in high school. I was kind of a mean girl.
I wasn't the nicest person in first and second grade. We did talk
about
that.
Okay, well, see, that's not the same. First and second grade.
Well, in high school, we talked about how you were really mean and that you did the Valentine thing.
I wasn't
thing,
really mean.
That you did the Valentine thing. We
well, I did
about
do the Valentine thing, track. And you know, I kissed people's boyfriends, and I kind of had some situations.
Wait, what?
I know.
Roll it back. Mm-hmm. Why did you kiss people's boyfriends?
I don't know, but here, should anybody be judged by their 16-year-old self?
This is a good word for the moms of the 16-year-olds.
Literally, and you know what? There is a girl that lives in the world still that won't speak to me.
I don't think we can call her a girl anymore.
She's a mother, and she will not speak to me because of some high school activity that I can't even remember. And so one of my friends, it doesn't matter why, but I was like, oh my gosh, when we live in a world, like there's so many reasons to not like me. You shouldn't have to go back to when I was 16 or 17 and I did something stupid back in the day. And so, I just think that's one of those things. Okay. I'm going to switch gears for a second. Yeah. When you were talking about changing in your colonial, well, I'm sidetracking from my sidetrack.
Putting my pioneer dress on in the car.
Wait, let me sidetrack one thing before I get there.
Okay.
I do love the movie Mean Girls, and there's some inappropriate parts in it, but for whatever reason, there's so many takeaway lines.
I like the movie better than the musical.
I didn't see the musical.
Yeah, wouldn't.
But we should take Sidetrack to New York and see a musical. Wouldn't that be fun? Do y'all want to go?
Yeah.
You know how people do celebrity cruises?
We should.
How many people have to reach out and say they would meet us in New York for a musical for us to go?
Let's just do it. If we have three people, it's worth it.
I was going for 200, but you landed a three. Okay. Well, good times. Okay. Anyway.
Well, if you want to come to Knoxville, apparently we've got some listeners in Knoxville. We can do there's maybe a theater there that would have a show.
Okay.
Well, not Mean Girls. Right.
Okay. So
I don't want to see have you ever seen like high schoolers do Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable a little bit.
Oh, I'll tell you what's even more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Kids Bop. Anybody listened to Kids Bop?
Oh, this music?
The music. Oh, it's a satellite radio station. My little one's obsessed with it. Yeah. And my husband and I are somewhere between outraged and angry because it's so bad. Yet we can't stop laughing because they have like
they
little
take
kids
the lyrics.
Singing bad words. Not bad words.
They,
like,
they change
suggestive.
It.
I want you, baby. I'm like,
no, it's a little more modern than
Song, no, they think? Had that one on yesterday. And I'm like, stop it. You can't. But it's like, but yes, there's modern songs too. And it's like, you know, like, I can't stop thinking about you. I woke up in the, I'm like, it doesn't matter that you have a high pitched kid singing this. It's still
suggestive.
So suggestive. I cannot. So I tell everybody, like, they're like, what stage of life are you in? When people ask me, and I'm like, somewhere between Kids Bop and Chico's. Because I went to Chico's. That's what I was headed towards. Shapewear. When you pulled over your colonial thing. I want to talk about this for a second. On all the Instagrams and the reels and the places, is everybody, and maybe just me, is everybody getting the ads for like those bra undergarment things that are like t-shirt kind that like you pull over your head?
It is going to be tailored to you. Everybody's ads are tailored to them, and it's whatever they hear you talking about.
Well, now your people are getting it because you're listening on your phone and you're all going to be getting. So I was watching that. Okay, so I had to go get a skin check again. We don't need to talk about it.
She's
because
got a scar, people.
I've got another
on
spot
other
on my
side of her eye. I know. Thankfully it didn't get infected and her eye's not in a patch.
I laid out in the 80s with Crisco and tinfoil. Just calm down. Back but in
everybody's
my
skin check.
You
get
do. Well,
it.
And you can't be a mean girl in high school, apparently, without laying out being extra tan. And now, boy, it's biting me in the butt. Besides the one girl that
is
won't speak to me.
Is karma? Is that a...
It might be karma.
It's not a Christian
And I went term. For the skin... I went for the skin check. And that's obscene. Like,
I call it check your diaper.
She looked between my toes.
Oh, totally. That's just the foot massage part of it. I get to go every 6 months. So... I know exactly.
She looked in places that there has not.
The sun has not shined, but
the sun has not shined there, woman.
But you can get. I'm just saying, y'all get your skin checks, get your diaper checked.
So I had to like. It's like when you go to your lady doctor and you have to clean up real well. You have to clean up real good.
Yeah, I have. I have washed my feet in the sink of the exam room because I could tell my feet were stinky, and I knew she's going to touch them.
And you have to put a new razor blade on and you have to touch up some stuff. And so I went for the skin check. Okay. Well, everyone's like, listen up. When you go for the skin check, make sure you have on some decent undergarments.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. And I was like, good to know. Good to know. Well, I realized that I perhaps could use a new undergarment.
This is why you're
the
getting
bra the situation's not good.
This is and why so you're, well, I started. I don't wear a bra on mine.
Gross.
No,
oh, you mean just during the skin check? Like, what's going
they
on?
They tell you not to wear it during
no,
my skin check.
No, mine did.
Oh.
And I knew because one of my friends already gone. Okay. So I'm like, you know what? We're due for this. And so I decided I'm going to go to the Soma.
Oh, yeah. That's right in our lane.
Soma. Right? Yeah. The Soma.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's something.
It's by Chico's.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is where you're getting from Chico's.
Yes.
We're following your. We're tracking.
And the Chico's is for an older crowd.
You would think, but it's our demographic.
Well, then I went through the Chico's to get to the Soma. I'm like, I like this stuff. And that's what I knew. I mean, they have some pretty good staples and they have petite sizes. When you're short, you need those shorts. Anyway, so I get to the Soma and there's some things like when you're shopping, you want to do alone. Okay. And I wanted to do this bra expedition alone because I knew I wanted the pullover shapewear thing and it's small, medium, large, extra large. Like I don't need someone feeling, touching, measuring.
You don't need to be measured. No.
And she wasn't having it. Oh. I said, oh, I think I'm good. Thank you. No. She comes and I'm kind of looking. Okay. So what are we looking for? So anyway, long story short, my bra that I bought went from $48, but if you get two, they're 25 a piece. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll get two. It seems to make sense now. And then when I got to the front, well, if you get two more, then they're 15. I thought by the time, if I bought like 40 bras, they'd be $1 a buck a piece, man. So anyway, I bought
How many two. Did you buy? Two.
I just bought two. I didn't have time for all this nonsense. And so I bought two and they're the kind that you pull over your head and I've never been happier about them. The only complaint I have, everyone, is if you don't dry off well and get out of the shower and then you try to throw that on, it's stuck. Like it does not come down your back.
Sports, you're in the sports bra region. Like that's, does it have the cups in it? Because that's what I can't stand about sports bras is they always get.
Well, yeah. And then they come out in the dryer. The next thing you know, your teenage son is like, why do I have, this in my socks I wear with my boots. What's going on? So anyway, that's where we are. Skin checks. And so my stage in life is somewhere between Kids Bop and Chico's, or more specifically Soma.
And man, there were so many sidetracks in that whole thing.
Oh, like I need an ARD now.
But
like someone needs to come assess me.
But you were also saying that your Instagram is telling. That's probably why.
Are you trying to figure out why I just told that story?
No, I'm going back to the fact that you said, is everybody getting that in their Instagram? And I'm like,
you will be now.
I'm not, but you are, because the thing that bothers me on Instagram is I don't need to see more women getting dressed. Can we stop with that?
What about curling the hair, man? One more.
The curly hair's fine. Every time I open my Instagram, there's somebody just in their bra, putting on their pants, putting on a shirt. You're 45, okay? I don't want to.
I don't see any of that. Maybe you have inappropriate
Do
we need to talk?
These are influencers. They're trying to sell me Amazon clothes. That probably,
I don't have naked influencers on my thing.
Okay, well, now you are. I'm just saying it's a trend with influencers who sell fashion from Amazon is they get dressed in front of you and I don't know. Okay. I have a hard time with it. It's about covering what a swimsuit does, so that's fine. But now they're all showing me swimsuits I could buy because I'm going on my anniversary trip and I need to get.
Oh, you'll need a new razor.
I'm not that hairy. There's a little inside information. I'm not.
You're going to need a new razor and you need to.
No, I'm good.
Okay, listen to me. On behalf of Bruce, please pretend you're getting a skin check. Let's get everything shaped up, everybody.
I'm telling you, I don't have to have all of that waxing situation.
I don't think you know. Then
no, I promise you. Even my OB/GYN was impressed.
Ew! Just your OB/GYN commented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm just saying. It's a gift that God's given me. That in my hair color. I don't have to get it dyed.
When we go to New York for a musical, listen to me.
I'm going on my anniversary trip. When this airs, I will be on my 25th wedding anniversary trip.
You're going to Mexico?
Yeah, again.
Oh.
I know. I'll be living the high life in my Cupshe swimsuit from Amazon. Should I put a link in the show notes?
Sure.
No.
Is Cupshe, is it a one piece or a two piece?
One piece. I did get a two piece. I don't know if I can pull it off. I did 5 years ago, but I've, you know,
talk about wanting to
put
cry.
On a few lbs since 25 years ago because we had a whole COVID.
Yeah, I remember. Anyway, I was there.
You were there.
Okay, well, I
don't know in your neck of the woods, but there was this pandemic where I was.
I'm just gonna say, if you're not interested in a new razor blade, then I'm not interested in your bikini shots.
Wait, stop! I'm telling y'all. It's
okay,
good.
Fine.
Down in the hood.
Well, I'm excited for your anniversary trip.
Thank you.
By the way, everyone, you should go listen to the podcast on Don't Mom Alone that you put out with Bruce.
Oh, did you listen?
I listened about half of it. Okay. Not because I got bored, but because, again, apparently I need an ARD.
Well, but you've been listening. You've been in your car more. You told me you were in your car more listening to books. So maybe you wanted to listen to your book.
Okay. And that's another question real quick. Can we hit that?
Yeah.
Are Audibles, like when you listen on Audible, does that count that I read a book?
Yes. I saw an article on it.
Okay. Because, y'all, is Audible a sponsor? How do we get Audible to sponsor this?
I'm sure we can
work on that for me.
Yeah.
Audible. I don't even know how I got into it. And I mean, I knew it existed, but I started with a couple of books and I'm obsessed now and I'm in the car a lot like all of you guys are. But I'm also doing laundry and chores. And I'm telling you, I am like getting through the books. Like, so I read something on someone's page and usually I'd be like, okay, I'm going to buy the book and it's going to sit on my nightstand for 6 months. No, now I just start and I listen on the way here to meet up with you.
What book were you listening to on the way here?
It's called The Women and it's about nurses in Vietnam.
So is that like your genre you prefer?
No.
Okay.
No, no, no. You know what? I don't love to read. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't love to read. I think law school totally did me in. Like I had to read so much. But I like really fluffy, like nothing stuff to
like
read.
Like novels? Like stories? Because that seems like history.
No. And that's why this is so out of genre for me. I like funny. Like, do you remember that Emily Giffen or Griffin? She had all those shopaholic books.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I loved all those.
Like, Confessions of a Shopaholic. Fluff.
Yeah. Because life can be heavy and I want something funny.
Do you listen to the ones like Me Before You?
Yes, I love those. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
Yes, so sad.
Oh my gosh.
Did you ever read that book, Don't Ball Alone?
On the air. Yeah, so I read that. I am the voice if you get the Audible for Don't Mom Alone or Right Where You Belong.
Same. Life is messy. I read it. And every – yeah, well, we talked about this last time because of my throat gurgle. And then I said – yeah, it wasn't a burp.
She's holding strong, people.
It was a gurgle.
It was a gurgle. Yeah. No, we both – yeah. So I think if you listen to a book, you've read it. Especially if it's a novel, you can pick – you're picturing your head. That's still what's required when you're reading.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. Okay. And I think – it's a great thing if you have a kid that's like some of mine who struggle with some of the reading comprehension to have the book in front of them and the Audible going.
Yeah.
So they're hearing it, especially if they're more auditory kids. They're hearing it and they're looking at the words.
Yeah.
To me, that has helped some of mine that have some reading comp.
Yeah.
Sitch.
Okay. Let's wrap up on this. And by wrap up that we're, you know, we act like we're 5 minutes, 5 seconds from being done and we keep going. Can we talk about... Well, I did a little Patreon on my show, which you and I get cracked up
we
about.
We both have Patreon, we have but Patreon. We are making enough to go to Starbucks.
Not a one person cares about our extra content, that's apparently. Fine. We love y'all. It's fine, everyone. I did a Patreon on the things that are saving me. Mm-hmm. 5 things are saving me and 3 things that are hard.
Okay.
And we'll.
Is this a teaser for that?
No. Okay. I was going to tell you, though, one of the things that I said was saving me was Audible. Okay. And I talked about that and some other stuff. But. And I talked about what's hard. And one of the things was learning stuff at JB and all that. So it's funny we hit a couple of those things. But on the things that were saving me just for that little interim of time, I don't even think I mentioned this on mine, but The Bachelor. Ugh. And I haven't watched it in 100 years, 100. Yep. And it is not God's best, everyone, for anyone. No siree.
We do not recommend watching The Bachelor.
No.
And we watched The Bachelor.
We watched it. I even made a joke on my podcast recently saying I was watching it and I was like, what if they did a Christian version? Like instead of the fantasy suite, would they like do a spiritual gifts inventory?
Yeah, I skipped the.
Like, what would that be?
I skipped the fantasy suites one because it makes me.
It's cringy. Okay. Yeah.
But I told you, you want to say why you watch it?
Well,
I'm going to tell you why I watch
it. No, you tell me why you do.
I have a brother who's 2 years younger than me, but a sister who's 16 years older than me. And they were watching it and texting each other.
Aww.
And my younger brother recently got married. And so his wife joins in too. And we're all on a text stream together and we're texting about the episodes as they're going on. And
it's good family bonding.
Such a good connection point for quite a wide age range. Right. So I don't know.
And then you got the Golden Bachelors. Like you got the Chico Bachelor.
I missed
Bachelor.
That whole season of the Golden Bachelor.
I did too. Okay.
And I don't like Bachelors in Paradise. That feels
no, I don't
real
watch that.
Gross. But I mean, if you watch it,
draw the line, people, at some things. Thank you.
I'm not going to judge. But for me personally, I tried a couple and I was like, I don't know. This just doesn't.
I'm going to do it.
And I wish they could get a counselor on there live. That would be helpful.
With whom?
The miscommunication between or the misunderstanding or the attachment issues. Like I'm like.
On what?
On these shows where I just
seem to know a lot about Bachelor in Paradise for a girl who
not Bachelor in Paradise. I'm talking about Bachelor. Oh. Like where they're missing each other and they're miscommunicating. And it's like they're, I don't know, but maybe that's too healthy
for the show.
They want the junk.
Yeah, they probably do. They take fresh razor blades. And if you've watched this show, I'll tell you what, man, there's a lot going on there. A lot of skin.
But they're very young.
They are so young and cute. And well, there's one girl this year that's like, I'm just an older one on this show. And I'm like,
yeah. What, 25?
Yeah. And I'm like, walk a day over here trying to buy a bra at the Soma. Okay, ladies. So calm that down. But real quick, Joey, he was just as cute and sweet as could be, except he made out with everyone.
He did make out.
And he had fear of rejection.
But then his family was talking about the same fear. And I'm like, this is a generational thing.
A generational fear.
Yeah, but they were afraid for him too. I think he was real hurt by the season before.
And I mean, how could that possibly happen?
I don't know.
Right? But
and then all the hate people got who were on it, that didn't make me happy.
I did not. Well,
again, back to the internet.
Darn.
Back to the internet. Makes me mad again. Now I'm mad again.
No, you're not. So if we're going to cry, let's cry about the fact that Daisy was so cute with her cochlear implant.
Okay, y'all, I'm team cochlear implant and team Daisy. What a miracle that you can go from deaf to hearing. It's such a – I know that if you're in the deaf community, it can be controversial. But for someone who was born with hearing and lost it from, sickness to get her hearing back, that's such a gift.
Well, I thought because we watched The Bachelor, we should end with your cochlear implant story, which you've told on your podcast and mine.
And like, I've told it on here. I don't know if people need
to hear it. But can you just give it a 2 second? Because it's real. It's really good. I think let's end with something substantive over here.
Something about what really matters.
And you don't even know the story.
No, I do. I'm just saying I'm connecting it to you surrendering JB's journey to God. And I think so much of the stress of this time of year and being left out, like if you're seeing you're not invited to things or why isn't my kid more successful in that, yada, yada. It all goes away if we center ourselves in a couple of things. And I noticed a couple of things when I had kids with cochlear implants and the device would get turned on and the parents would be in there. And these are parents who have desperately wanted their kids to hear their voice their whole life. And they finally get a chance. The device is turned on. And I noticed the parents would say two things. They would say the child's name, Cynthia.
Hello.
Cynthia. And they would say, Mom and Daddy love you. We love you. And I think that's what God just desperately wants our souls to know so that we don't seek our identity and our love other places. He wants us to know who he says we are, what he calls us. And that's all throughout scripture. You are his beloved. You are his child. You are grafted in to the family of God and his love for you. And we just had Easter. Like he sent his own son for you so he could be with you forever. And so that value statement, what else in this world that our kids do or that we accomplish in a school year, like, it pales in comparison when you really hear from the God of the universe who you are and how much you're loved.
And so I think that's what we walk away with today, everyone, is we're going to say it out loud. You're going to say your name. So I'm going to say Cynthia.
Heather.
I love you. I know you. I see you. And so whether you are walking through ARDS or tearing up with a kid going to college or trying to get the pioneer dress over your head or the wet Soma over your back, or you've been to the skin check or you need a new razor blade.
Oh yeah.
Whatever your thing is. Yeah. If the God of the universe is saying, I know your name and I see you.
And I love you.
I have plans for you. I love you. Then there's nothing else we need to say. Mm-hmm. The end. Amen.
The end. Thanks for tracking with us. Bye. And just to give an update on my grumpiness, I did delete Instagram, the app, from my phone for the long Easter weekend, and it helped. It helped me feel less grumpy. So if that's you, if a lot of your grumpiness is rooted in Instagram, or you just need a little mental break, highly recommend it. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to pray for us because that's what I do. Lord, I thank you for laughter. I also thank you for tears. I thank you for this season. I'm grateful, Lord, that we have seasons, that we have the start of school years and we have the end of school years and we have the beginning of stages with kids and the end of stages with kids, and that you are consistent through all of them. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for who you say we are in the midst of all of it, so that none of it gets to decide for us. I pray, Lord, for myself, for my own heart that can get pulled into performing and overwhelm, that you would center my heart in your consistent love and grace for me that is not dependent on how things work out or how well I do them. And I pray for the person listening that needs to be reminded of that same truth, that you are walking with our kids so intimately that you have not forgotten any of them. You're not surprised by any of their stories, and that you will continue to be faithful in their lives and in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, y'all. Thanks for joining us, getting sidetracked, and I'll be back here on Monday with a new episode with my friend Sarah Haggerty. She's good stuff, y'all. I hope you have a great weekend. Adios.